I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There's a new Polish band creating some buzz on the Warsaw scene. It's a duo called Paula and Karol. Their simple folk indie sound is attracting attention, in part because their songs are just so nice. They sing gentle songs about love in Warsaw, a city not exactly known for its romantic atmosphere. You can see Paula and Karol performing in a very intimate setting at theworld.org. The video is an example of the band's do-it-yourself style of production and self-promotion. That's not the usual approach in Poland, as Amy Drozdowska found out.
Female singers on the Polish music scene tend to have voices like this. Professionally trained and technically proficient. A completely different sound from someone like this.
The wind and seas, the fallen leaves, the olive trees will get us through tomorrow.
That's Paula Bielska. A voice like hers wouldn't be at all out of place in a club in New York or Toronto. But here in Warsaw, Paula's untrained style of indie folksy singing is unheard of, literally.
Women sing very well in Poland as a whole, but they're very clean and trained, and they're unbelievable.
Karol Szemiaczne is a Warsaw-based musician and Paula's musical partner.
Paula has this very strong voice. It has so much less kind of elegance to it, but a lot more kind of heart and feeling, and it's a very folky country sound.
Paula and Karol teamed up about a year ago. Karol was looking for a female backup vocalist, and Paula, back in her birthplace Warsaw after some years away, wanted to give it a shot. But it didn't quite go that way. Instead of a male lead and female backup, they decided on a duo.
Because I didn't have this low Johnny Cash voice, but our voices together sounded pretty well. Like when we just...
Kyle sounds like a girl and I sound like a boy. And together we sound like this non-gendered kind of one voice. That's part of the magic, I guess.
I remember it was a really warm May evening, and I was so scared. It was my first concert in a band in my life.
Friday night, my friends, we go to different parties, drawn by city lights and heartaches,
looking different places for
hope. Paula and Karol made their debut last year at an outdoor festival on a busy Warsaw city square.
People just started coming up and listening. And
it was almost a shocking response because, I remember some people were saying that they were crying. I mean, that they couldn't believe that there was these honest songs and in an honest way that wasn't maybe very well refined violin tuning or whatever.
And it was just very exciting. And we knew we had these songs that we felt so good singing together and writing. It made us really happy. And people kept asking, why are you so happy?
It's this adjective, happy, that's earned them their biggest fans, but also their most damning criticism. Paula explains.
A lot of people in Poland are saying it's too happy, this music is so, so happy, which sounds kind of funny, ridiculous.
This is what attracts a lot of people, and then the same amount of people are dissing us because of this.
I'll take this car and drive it straight into the sea. I don't mind, that's the way things happen. Fall asleep and winter better things you'll see. I don't mind, that's the way things have to be. And I'll be calling.
Happy just isn't how serious Polish musicians are supposed to be.
Polish people are not allowed to say, I'm really happy with myself. People don't say that. They really don't say that. It contradicts everything that we as Poles kind of are.
They also get grief for singing in English.
Well, the fact is that some people in Poland are saying, why aren't you singing in Polish? The answer is, it's for us, it's just natural to write songs in English. It's not like we sat down and thought, are we going to write in English or in Polish? We just started writing lyrics in English.
Both Paula and Karol spent good portions of their childhood in North America. Karol in New York City, Paula in North Bay, Ontario. So their strong mutual bond isn't only their musical tastes and songwriting styles. It's also a kind of shared biculturalism.
Walking down the street one day, trying to find your house, I just lost my way. Take your picture, paint it black. Everybody knows I don't know how to act. I'm playing over.
and getting over your hands. I'm starting over, my friend. Stop me from coming down.
Paola and Cottle don't just sound different. They're also doing things differently. They've been selling their self-produced first EP, for instance, on a pay-what-you-can basis. It's just not something done here.
A lot of people have thought, you guys are stupid, what are you doing? They're going to rip you off, they'll give you nothing, or, you know, this is going to all go to waste. But I think, for now, it's really turned out amazingly.
God knows we wasted, oh, so many chances, but the lines on our faces only seem to grow. With our love, the mind, the heart, and the spirit of.
Paola and Cottle's first full-length release features other friends on various instruments. It's entitled Overshare, and it's due out this December. They're happy with the album, and they're happy together. But everyone wants to know, are they a couple?
Yeah,
I think at some point we're just going to start lying about it, because it's fun.
But what about all the potential boyfriends of mine?
The worst is ever, as I...
No, but we could say stuff like we just go back and forth. It's this emotional ride. I just want to say stuff like it would be perfect.
Okay, you can do that.
I'm free to go, free as a man could be.
For The World, this is Amy Drozdowska in Warsaw.
Common sense don't make no sense to me. I'm free to go as a man could be.
And before we go, The World's Carol Hills is here with a sneak peek of the newest cartoons at theworld.org. Carol, what are you liking this week?
I'm liking Women on a New Group to Promote Women's Rights in Veils. I'm liking George Bush's new memoir. And I'm really liking A Snake Charmer. The Snake Charmer turns up in 5 cartoons this week. They're all about Obama's trip to India. And all those 5 cartoons are by non-Indian cartoonists. So I asked our colleague Ritu Chatterjee to help me interpret them.
That's all at theworld.org, and that takes care of business for us today. Eric Goldberg composed our theme music. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
Life here was simple. We can lead a life less sinful, less obvious and meaningful. But this place is filled with people like you, who like to have a drink or two. When you light that cigarette, your way down my bed, we both know and understand that we all look different places for hope. Like making love without falling in love.